وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Apa with afiyat and good health. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 6th of Rabi'ul Awwal, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Chapter 37, Surah Safat, and verses number 149 to 155. Before we proceed with today's lesson, let us just refer to Chapter 112, Surah Ikhlas. I will briefly translate it. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ سَيُّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is one alone and unique. Allahu Samad, He is totally independent. He does not need anybody, anything, any time, any place, any circumstances. Lam yalid wa lam yulad, He is not the father of anyone, He is not the child of anyone. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, and none is equal, none are on par with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in any aspect, in any respect. That is chapter 112, the third last chapter of the Noble Quran. So why we did that? For you to understand today's lesson, chapter 37, verse number 149 is our starting point. The people in Mecca, the Quraysh, 90%, 95% of them were mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and they would believe and say that the angels, al-malaikatu banatullah, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah, they used to say the angels are the daughters of Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. So you need to understand that Almighty Allah has no partners, no parents, no siblings, no children, nothing of that sort. He is one alone and unique, and He is the only Khaliq and Malik, the only creator of the entire universe and the exclusive owner of this universe. Everybody, everything else is makhluk and creation. Hence, in today's lesson, Almighty Allah is refuting, rejecting, rebuking, reprimanding them, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers. First tafti him, chapter 37, verse 149. First tafti him. Hence you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them, Ali Rabbikal Banatu, what? For your sustainer, nourisher, provider, there are daughters. According to your assumption and your thinking and your belief, the angels are the daughters of Allah. But for themselves, they hated daughters. They would go and bury the daughters alive, commit infanticide, like the modern day society is committing feticide, abortion. All this absolutely haram in Islam. Ali Rabbikal Banat wa lahumul banoon. But for themselves, they chose sons, not daughters. Am khalaqna al malaikata inatha, or what? When we created the angels as females and as our daughters, as they assume and think, Allah forbid, wahum shahidun, what, were they present there? Obviously, they were not present. So their whole argument is baseless and has no foundation, has no basis at all, and is not worth the paper on which is written. So Almighty Allah refuting, rejecting whatever they say. Who is Almighty Allah? Wahdahu la sharika lahu. You, O Mu'tamirin, you are going for Umrah today. What do you read? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. You have absolutely no partner, no associate, and you are wahdahu la sharika lahu. You one alone, and absolutely no partners, no parents, no children. Allah, behold, innahum min ifkihim layakulun. Understand the one word there, that's keyword, ifkihim. Ifkihim means kithbun azim, a big, huge lie, propaganda, hasbara of the jutlas. So that is called ifk. How the people who slandered Mother Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah jalla wala called it ja'u bil ifki. So remember, a group of them came with this big slander, the big lie, the propaganda. The more they tried to slander her, Mother Aisha, like the kuffar she asked, the more Allah elevated her. She says, I was sure Allah will exonerate me. Allah will send wahi to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, and he will inform the people. I never ever expected. Allah jalla wala will reveal 16 verses for me in the noble Quran, tutla ila yawm al-qiyamah, and those verses will be read till the day of justice. Chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, verses 11 to 26, all that reveal for Mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. She is Siddiqa, and her father is Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. So Almighty Allah says, Allah, behold, innahum min ifkihim. All these statements that Almighty Allah has daughters, so are ifk, are big, big lies and propaganda, fabrications and inventions. Layakulun, they are uttering and saying these words. Waladallahu, Allah has children, is a big, big lie and fabrication. Wa innahum lakazibun. If you just knew the Arabic language, you will know. Inna fatahuk taqid and tawqid. And verily they, lakathibun, the lam for emphasis. They are big, big liars, fabricators, inventors, hasbara. Just like you see, how does Harami Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal, how he lies, as we'll expose him again today. Astafal banati alal banin. The entire universe belongs to him alone, whether it's the celestial creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets, or the terrestrial creation, the land and the sand and the oceans and the lakes and the forests and deserts. So astafal banat, so what, he chose daughters and he gave preference to that over sons? So why must he do all that when he, it belongs to him, the entire universe and creation? Malakum, what is wrong with you, O mushrikeen, O idol worshippers? Kayfa tahkumun, how do you pass the verdict? Don't you have any common sense like today? So people say human rights, so Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve, that type of human rights for us as Muslims is not worth the paper on which is written. And any person promoting lesbianism, gay business, wallahi, I have Quran Sharif in my hand, that they're out of the fold of Islam. Afala tadhakkarun. So why don't you take heed? Why don't you take advice, O human being? We buy a car, we buy a computer, we buy a cell phone, and then whatever gadgets they give us, it has some books or some CD or some whatever gadgets, they will tell you that this is how you must use it. Nobody will question it because they are the manufacturers. Allah created us. He gave us the final constitution, the Quran Sharif. No addition, no omission, no interpolation, or over 1400 years, it has stood the test of time. And to explain this constitution to us practically and demonstrate it, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala sent him, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whose Milad Mubarak, honorable, auspicious birth took place in Rabiul Awwal. The Hijrah took place in Rabiul Awwal, the migration to Medina Munawwara, and the demise also took place in Rabiul Awwal of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So why don't you take heed, O human being? So that is where we are. We have the best message, and we must share it with the rest without being apologetic and compromising. That is our duty. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any jamaat, any organization, or any family, or politician, or any government for that matter. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 6 Rabiul Awwal, 1446. GG, Gaza genocide. Day number 340. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Israel is in a mode, a panic mode. They now urinating, defecating the Harami, Smotrich, Ben Gvir, and Netanyahu and his comrades and cronies and the terrorists. Israel is begging the Congress of America to apply pressure on the South African government that they must withdraw the case of genocide against the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel in the ICJ, in the International Court of Justice of Genocide. But the whole world knows you commit genocide. We say you are committing the Holocaust for the past 76 years. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. I told you how people commit big lies. So he, this Harami war criminal butcher of Gaza, Bibi Netanyahu, Setanyahu, takes Elon Musk and he says, this is where Hamas shot. Look at the wall. Look at this. Look at this. He puts one bed there that was not there. He says a baby was there and the baby was shot dead. Bibi says it was a baby, but it all turned out to be lies. Therefore, we told you, you can't condemn every Jew or every Hindu for that matter, but you must condemn majority of them. So there's one Jewish journalist, she gave the whole story to their TV and said, what he said is all lies, is fake news and so forth. I sent it out yesterday to you on my, you understand what you call that again? So there were your status, I sent it out on my status. Today we will send it out to all the groups and all the Telegram and what have you and so forth. I told you, before I forget, in Australia, he, the Prime Minister, says, I'm going to ban the social media for the children and for people who are so young and they're getting hooked up and addicted to Telegram and to Facebook and to, you must remember, Instagram and all. We're going to ban all this. It is destroying them, destroying their future. Imagine non-Muslims, politicians got that sense, but the Muslim got no common sense today, as common sense is no more common. Pakistan, choro ki hukumat, the government is crooked, the army is crooked. Biden told the world, I remove Imran Khan. You see that? But they speak of human rights. They speak about, I hope, the ANC doesn't fall for all their money. ANC's legacy is corruption and crime. So if they do that, they'll become bigger criminals and they'll be kicked out of power totally in the next elections. Allah forbid if they do that and fall in that trap. So remember that now in Pakistan Tahreek-e-Insaf, Imran's party, Imran is in jail. They held protests and demonstrations, thousands and thousands. So they arrested 3 MPs, but the charges are not known. The leader who's running the affairs there, he's holed up there in the Senate House. He doesn't want to come out and so forth. He fears he will be arrested. That is your Pakistan, you see. So remember, we have become our own enemies, you must remember that. This is what the Haaretz newspaper writes. You Jutlas and Jutlis and Jews and Zionists, you better go and read it. And remember, you can't beat Hamas. Over 11 months now, you haramis. So the Haaretz newspaper writes, the next policy for Netanyahu and his comrades and cronies is annexation. Annexation is just a nice, you must remember, word. And you know, there is some euphemisms involved there. It just means to steal more and more land of the Palestinians, and expulsion, and to kick them out for the Jutla so the Jews can expand. But they won't expand. We're going to kick them out. 1 million Jutlas already left, and northern Israel is still empty. So we will kick them out, inshallah. America agencies are supplying more and more guns to the settlers. One side, they will tell you they want ceasefire, but the other side tries. They vetoed it in the United Nations. That is your America, the biggest terrorist and super terrorist of today on this earth. Hamas made Jews fight in Israel and in America among themselves. What a victory for Hamas. The Jutlas are fighting, and that's what Quran says. Ba'asuhum baynahum shadeed, tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. Chapter 59, verse 14, that they will fight among themselves. You think they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, because they got no brains. Remember that. Israel rabbi blesses a soldier who raped Palestinians. So their rabbis are corrupted, majority of them. Their politicians are corrupted, majority of them. Their journalists are corrupted, majority of them, because they are a cursed nation. 630,000 children of Gaza are missing school because there's no schools, there's no madrasa, there is no university. Everything bombed by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children. Hitler was right. Me, I support Hitler on many things. We don't hide. We speak the truth. Remember that. We don't have to bother and curry favor. So what Hitler did regarding their pornography, what Hitler did regarding their interest, what Hitler did regarding their homosexuality, I was right. And all this 1.6 million, all big fat lies, you must remember that. It's not even 1 million properly. U.S. not bombing, remember that. U.S. not probing, not bombing. U.S. not probing Aisha Noor's death. Can you believe that? She's an American citizen, but because she's a Muslim, so therefore they won't probe it. They'll tell Israel, you must do it, and so. But if it was an American Jew or somebody, then they should say. So therefore, America is the biggest terrorist, and this is their harami child. They are swine and they are pig. That is Israel. Quran calls them swines and pigs. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Chapter 5, verse number 60. Allah transformed them into monkeys and swines. Afghanistan, failure, remember. Why it became a failure, the withdrawal? Because blame everything on Biden. Whilst they were pulling out, how many American soldiers got killed? Today they want to run the news and say that there is hunger in Afghanistan, the children are dying. But who did all the sanctions? Who made all the illegal wars? You didn't come there for democracy and human rights. You came to steal the oil and the mineral and the lithium and everything else, but you got nothing. And young Yankee, come more and see what our Mujahideen will do with you. Trump and Harris, both morons, going to debate today, Tuesday night, American time. According to the polls and the survey, Harris is winning, and Trump is really furious about that. India, September 13th is cut-off date. You know what the date today? Today is Tuesday, is the 10th of September. Wake up, O Ummah, all of you throughout the world, Muslims. The Modi government, the BJP government, the RSS, wants to steal all the Muslim land, the Waqf land, the land that is dedicated to Almighty Allah by our forefathers. So now I sent everything out on all the groups. I sent it out on Twitter and X and Telegram. Anybody wants, then you know how to. You must remember, object and raise your voice internationally and globally. Save India and Indian Muslims, remember? So do something for the love and pleasure worship of Allah. Everything can't be just about money, Muslim. So Pakistani news, so you must remember Pakistani's new worship. Imagine they brought a worship. They must go whenever a new government comes in, then the prime minister's first visit must be to Saudi Arabia, cap in hand, you know. So Pakistan's new worship goes on its maiden voyage, first to Saudi Arabia, to Jeddah. Hey, MBS, you murtad bin shaitan harami, we came with an empty ship. Now you better fill it up with all the dollars and everything else you got there. So that is how they work, you see. Germany to close all its land borders and say the Muslim extremist terrorists must not be allowed to enter. What you going to do about all the Muslims that are there inside? You are the biggest terrorist that you're helping Israel materially and arms and so forth. Iran supplying missiles to Russia, very good. We'll be very proud of that. Iran supply more and more. Tell the West, go to hell. We know you also haramis. They play both ways, Iran. But they are supplying missiles to Russia. So the West is concerned. But when the West supplies Israel, we all must just keep quiet and say, no, you're doing very good. Everywhere you will see the hypocrisy and double standards. Charles de Gaulle. I landed there in Charles de Gaulle airport, but I never entered because there they were very strict with this niqab business. I told him, go to hell, we won't come visit your country. So Charles de Gaulle, you see, the airport is the main airport there in France. So Charles de Gaulle's grandson, he say, I no more like my grandfather's country and so forth. They're full of nonsense. I'm moving to Moscow. I like Putin. Now, how's that? You tell me. So Charles de Gaulle, grandson, moving to Moscow. Bangladesh to extradite Hasina from India. Hasina, come here. Don't run away to Modi. Modi use you and it will drop you. So we hope India will play ball and extradite her and so forth. The Palestinian team is in Chile. Now in Chile, remember the Palestinian guy is the leader there, prime minister, president, whatever. He's very, very sympathetic, you must remember, to Palestine. So the team, soccer team, is playing soccer there with the local teams and the kit they wear, the jerseys and so forth. Got a lot of protests there, you know, signs on it and so forth. And the people in Chile, they love the Palestinian team. We're not promoting soccer here, all this professional soccer and all shaitan yet, but I'm promoting the Palestinian cause, that wherever they go, then people of justice love them. Now let us come here to South Africa and see our local news, views and interviews. Listen to this year. I thought the DA, we know the DA 100% with Israel, whether the Jutlas. I thought you guys are a very pure and clean party and all that Steenhuisen. But Steen means, you know what? You must remember the bricks and all that. And haze. So they build the houses with the bricks. So maybe his forefathers, they were builders in it. I don't know. But if you know Afrikaans, so that is how you would analyze it. So the DA leader, the Minister of Farming and Agriculture, so now his chief, his main advisor, listen to this, will be paid 120,000 rand a month wages. And whose money is that? It's not his grandfather's money or the DA's money. It's mine and your money, taxpayers. So that is how corrupted they are. People can't even earn today in the South Africa democracy 120,000 rand a year. If you take the ordinary Joe in the street and so forth, they're earning a meager sum and you're going to pay your chief. So this is our South Africa and all the parties are guilty. Therefore, I say Alibaba had 40 thieves. We got 400 thieves there in the big circus called South Africa. But yet we love South Africa. ANC will inform me. Now let's come to the main party, the governing party. So the main party, ANC. So we have a Minister of Justice, but she is not doing doing any justice. Remember that. She got her fingers, she got her hands, you know, she got caught stealing from the cookies, as they say, red-handed. So she was involved in the scandals with the VBS. She says the ANC will inform me whether I must stay or whether they'll fire me. I say, just pack up and go, man. Have you got no shame? Resign and go and pay back all the money and then go to prison. Have some shame at least, Malani. You're a disgrace to South Africa and to the justice system. That is my opinion. Then for us, oh yeah, let's go to MK. You see, I told you about DA. I told you about ANC. Now we go to the third biggest party. Malema's party is after that. Remember, so the third party is MK Zuma Ubaba. So now he fired, you must remember, 10 MPs. So they thought they clever, they went to court. So now they lost the cases. So the MP party who were sacked, their parliamentarians, they lost the case. So Ubaba wins, Zuma wins. Therefore, I like Zuma. Zuma is a master of the courts. He knows how to play the game. You see that? For us Muslims, it's a day of shame and disgrace. Remember that. Absolute disgrace. Yesterday on social media, I don't know how many people sent it to me, the two lesbians are posing and they say this is their nikah and so forth, and with Muslim names, well, they are murtadda, they're out of the fold of Islam, and in Islam for a murtadda, and that are people who are apostates, is a death penalty for male and female. That is the verdict of majority scholars, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, and that is our fatwa also in this day and this age. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtuluh, that whosoever changed their religion, for them is the death penalty. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah says it's only for the men. For women who are murtadda, they must be imprisoned, incarcerated, and they must be put in jail, hatta tamut aw tatub, till they repent or till they make tawbah. But in this day and this age, it's better to say the death penalty. A shame and disgrace. And then there in Durban or wherever, Allah knows, they got a big dancing party and bring your dancing shoes and so forth, the women. Let your hair down and let other things go down also. So let your haya also go down. And they're going to dance and jowl and parties. Muslim does. Behave like prostitutes and behave like street ladies and so forth. Inna lillahi wa inna li rajiun. And then yesterday I got another news that Muslim lady marrying a non-Muslim man and inviting everybody. Such people are murtad out of the fold of Islam. Quran says something, chapter 60, verse 10. La hunna hillul lahum, wa la hum yahilluna lahun. It's not permissible for any Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim man, whether it's Jew, Christian, or Hindu, or Buddhist, or whatever. You say, no, I'll marry it. And it's right, it's permissible, it's good. So what you are then? 100% murtad. You, Maulana Salim Karim, Hafidahullah, and you, Junaid Mota, tomorrow, Azan will start at 10 to 5, right? Because I'm going to Durban, inshallah, so we need to adjust the times. So 10 to 5, Fajr Azan tomorrow, Maulana Salim Karim, Barakallah. Programs for today, inshallah, Al-Aziz, what's today? So today is Wednesday, so we got the bliss of marriage, 11 to 12, then the tafsir, inshallah. No, today is Tuesday. Sorry, you see, I'm thinking of my Durban trip. Today is Tuesday, remember, 8:30 to 9 will be Mona Musa Lahir, and then 11 to 12 will be bliss of marriage, and then 1 to 2 will be, inshallah, Al-Aziz, our tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran, and Azan tomorrow, Ansar listeners, will be 10 to 5, inshallah, and around 5 to 5, 5 o'clock, I'll be here, and inshallah, then when I come Durban, then we will do the programs from there, tomorrow from here, inshallah. Jee Maulana, we have exactly 13 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mufti Sahab, are the blessed wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam considered to be from the Ahlul Bayt?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The word Ahlul Bayt is mentioned 3 times in the Noble Quran. It always includes the wives. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, remember that who are the Ahlul Bayt. See about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable wives, Surah Ahzab, chapter number 33 and verse number 33. Anybody who's got some common sense will understand it. But agar tu hina chahe to bahane hazar, but if you don't want to understand the truth like the kuffar Shias, then you will speak some other nonsense. Chapter 30, go read, see the Quran. Chapter 33, when verses 30, 31, 32, Allah is speaking all about the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam. Chapter 33, verse 34, Allah is speaking about the honorable wives. And then chapter 33, verse 33, the first page of the 22nd Supara, 22nd Juz, Allah Jalla Wala states, "Inna waqarna fi buyutikunna," you the honorable wives, you must stay in your homes. And that is not only for them, it's for every Muslim lady. Then in front, Allah Ta'ala says, "Inna ma yuridu Allahu liyuziba ankum ar-rijsa ahl al-bayt." Almighty Allah wants to remove from you the impurity of the ahl al-bayt, the household, wa yutahhirakum tathira, and cleanse you and purify you. So why is it mentioned muzakkar and masculine here? Before that, after that, the siyaq and sabak, that is the text and the context, is feminine, because here to include the male also. So the grandsons of Nabi alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, the son-in-law Sayyidina Ali, and all of them. So the mistake awwali, the first people to be included in Ahlul Bayt, are Azwajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now you want to know more about it, I give you. We don't speak without proof. Anything you want, we will give you proof from Quran Sharif, from Sunnah Mubarakah, not some idar udar ki baate and talk some nonsense in that. So remember, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. He is very, very old. His wife Sarah is very, very old. Listen, chapter 11 and verses 71, 72, 73. So now the angels gave the glad tidings that you, O Sarah, you're going to give birth. فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ. And we gave her the glad tiding for Sayyida Sarah. Sayyida Hajara already gave birth. Nabi Ibrahim is 86 years old when Nabi Ismail alayhi salam is born. Now he's 100 years old, and now Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam will be born. Qalat, she said, Sayyida Sarah, Ya waylata, what are you telling me? Ahadidu, I'm going to give birth. Wa ana ajuzu, I'm so old. Wa hadha bali sheikha, and my husband is already hit a century. He's so old, he's a big sheikh. Inna hadha la shay'un ajib. Verily, this is something astonishing, amazing. Qalu, the angel said, Ata'ajabina min amrillah. Are you amazed with the command of Allah? Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum. Allah's mercy, Allah's blessings upon you, Ahlul Bayt. If Ahlul Bayt for Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam included his wife, then for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam's honorable wives, 100% it includes them. Chapter 11, verses 72-73. Ask any kafir Shia to break that argument. They are hatred for Siddiq Akbar. They are hatred for Umar Farooq. Makes them hate Sayyida Aisha and Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anhuma. Hence they include them. Oh harami Shias, can't you use your brain? You say Nabi alayhi salatu salam definitely is part of Ahlul Bayt. You say Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha is part of Ahlul Bayt. Then what happened to the mother of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyida Khadija? Why you can't include her? Because of your hatred for Sayyida. This is one of the arguments I brought about in my debate in Iran, and they couldn't answer it. I say, how come you all excluded Sayyida Khadija from Ahlul Bayt? You say you love her.
But the truth is, you hate Hazrat Aisha, you hate Hazrat Hafsa, and you hate their fathers, so therefore you excluded Sayyida Khadija. And if you Shia sympathizers and Kufar Shia think I'm talking nonsense, it was on the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal, and it was the year 2013 on a Friday, I visited Kashan, and these Shia Haramis, and these people who are Pakka non-Muslims, they hate Sayyida Umar so much that they put up a mazar, a shrine, a mausoleum for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar, and he was Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, and they called it Baba Shuja'uddin. He's a fire worshipper, but they elevated him, venerate him, and say, you did the best job, you murdered and killed Umar bin Khattab. Those are the people, and you want to come tell me, 100% the honorable wives of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the Ahlul Bayt, then come the children, grandchildren, and everybody else.
Mufti Saab, what do you think of people getting married young and can't afford marriage?
Remember, this is a two-part question. Must they get married when they're young? 100% Islam encourages that. Quran Kareem tells us, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَصَالِحِينَ مِنْ إِبَادِكُمْ. Anything you want to know, go to Quran Sharif, you will find the answers there. And in Surah Noor, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions all these issues. Noor, it will give us enlightenment, radiance and effulgence. Mother Aisha, Surah Noor, chapter 24, comprising 64 verses, Mother Aisha Siddiqa said, Allimu nisa'akum surat al-Nur, teach your female surah Nur. Sayyida Umar bin Khattab, Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu an, wrote a letter to the people of Iraq, and lo and behold, he said the same thing. If you want to see the references for this, go open Rawayul Bayan fi Ahkamil Quran, go open Tanwirul Adhan, all of our beloved Ustad and Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Chapter 24, Surah Noor, verse 32. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. You, the parents, the guardians, the elders, get your sons and daughters married who are not married. And whom must you choose? وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ إِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. Get them married to the male who are pious, to the female who are pious. Now you worried about your poverty? إِيَّكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِيهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And if they are poor, Allah will enrich them if they have true taqwa and piety. So this is enshrined, chapter 24, verse 32. حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ حَدِيث in Bukhari Sharif. يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابَ. Oh, you group of youngsters, مَنْ إِسْتَطَاءَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَ. Whosoever of you have the physical means, financial means to get married immediately, what are the benefits? For innahu aghaddu lil basar, then they will keep their gaze, lower their gazes, and aghaddu lil basar wa ahsanu lil farj, and you will protect your private part. Look at today, rifle repairs, both presidents there, that you see Trump can't remember how many places he put his rifle, the harami. Biden also got so many charges against him. If you study his history, this son Hunter hunting for more prostitutes. So Islam promotes a chaste and a pure society. Go open Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur, the faqih, the mufti of this ummah. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala used to say, Iltamisul ghina fin nikah. That what must you do? Look for men richness in nikah. The problem with us is what? I must have a microwave, I must have this machine, I must have that gadget, I must have this, I must have this. Learn to make sacrifices. I got married, I didn't have mahar money. I went 1 year to Karachi, I didn't have a cent, my father sponsored me. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. What ihsan our beloved parents and favors did upon us and so forth. So we never had a fridge, we never had a stove, we never had a bed, we used to sleep on the floor. on a matras, on a mattress. And today, alhamdulillah, but your people's expectations are too much. We must have it in the big hotel. We must show off to the people. We must dress to impress and so forth. So when we bring all these haram things, then what you expect? Inna a'zaman nikahi baraka aysaruhu ma'una. I didn't have a bank account. What you talking? First time I opened a bank account was in 1981 there at the Barclays Bank. Afterwards it became what? FNB, or it was called FNB. So all these things here. Yeah. So if we're not speaking of Sahaba, we're speaking of our time and so forth. But your expectations, rather you, the parents, you will look at your son committing zina, fornication, and just look like you didn't, you just make like you didn't, you don't know about it. Daughter is committing zina. Your only time you wake up is when you must remember she comes with a parcel and she's pregnant. So that is the Muslim Ummah today. By and large, go to these brothels. Don't come tell me about your universities and schools. The brothels, remember that. How can you have 100,000 to 100,000 girls from 10-year-old and above pregnant and so forth? So that is what we send them out in the rain and we expect them not to get wet. Islam goes dead against all these things.
Okay, sir, why is it a stigma in the Muslim community to get married to a divorcee or to a widow?
You only bother about people, remember, when you worry about them. Quran Kareem teaches us two places. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَوْلُوا سَلَامًا. When jahil, ignorant people make noise, you must just make salam and leave them. وَأَعْرِدْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. That you turn away from the ignorant people, masses are asses. Al-awam kal-an'am is a proverb in the Arabic language as well. So what you worry about them? We, our aim in life must be wallahu wa rasuluhu ahaqqu an yurduhu in kanu mu'minin. I want to please my beloved Allah. I want to please Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People can say what they want to. What do you have to worry about people? There's not one person in the world that everybody is happy with, him or her for that matter. So Almighty Allah taught us in the noble Quran wallahu wa rasuluhu, that Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ahaqqu an yurduhu. They are more deserving that you please Allah and you please Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in kanu mu'minin, if they have true iman. Chapter 9, verse 62. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uswa hasana is in front of us. Some of the wives were divorced, some were widowed. Only Hazrat Aisha was a virgin. So what bigger dalil, evidence you got? You don't have to worry about that. But we, not before you have an affair and then you are caught offside. And then you say, no, I'll take her as my second wife. So you do unda dandas, you get caught up in the hotel, in the motel, and yeah. So then you say, no, second wife is sunnah, and I'll marry a divorcee, a widow. So you also do haram, the dandas, then we have to name you, shame you, and nail you also.
Mufti Sahab, after reading Farz Salah, is one supposed to move to another spot to continue reading the sunnah? Or is it permissible to read the sunnah in the same spot?
Anything you want, Quran will answer you. Sunnah will answer you. Quran says the Pharaoh and his cronies, they all drowned. Quran teaches us, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. When the Pharaoh drowned on the Ashura day. And remember, if you go today to Cairo, go visit the Pharaonic Museum, you will see his lash. Why you say lash? لَا شَيْءَ. Nothing. He can't do anything good for nothing. But when he was living, he said, Ana Rabbukumul A'ala, I am your supreme being. You got it? So now you need to understand the beauty of the Arabic language and the Urdu language. So let me give you the references. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. So when they died and they drowned, so nor did the skies cry, nor did the land and sand cry. And remember, nothing cried. So remember, only Shaitan was laughing and smiling. He led another person straight to Jahannam and the hellfire. Open Surah 44, Surah Dukhan, and Allah says in verse 29, nor did the skies cry, nor did the land and sand cry. Chapter 44, verse 29. Now go open chapter 99. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. The land and the sand will bear testimony, will give evidence on the day of justice. Whatever deeds we did, good or bad, happy or sad, all that breaking news will come. Surah chapter 99 and verses number 4 and 5. So therefore, when we read Salat, now we're reading Zohar Salat, for example, so move around, you see. You're reading Maghrib, move. You're reading, why? More pieces of the land and sand. They will cry that this person is gone, and they will cry that all the good deeds have stopped now, and they will bear testimony for us. Understand, O Ummah, what is Quran Sharif, what is Sunnah Mubarakah, what is Wahyain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.